Welcome to the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today we're going to be grading the recent NFL quarterback moves. Just about a week ago, I posted a story about the number of NFL quarterbacks who are changing teams in the upcoming season, and also some teams which are hoping to hit the jackpot in the upcoming NFL draft. Since that story, we've seen a few more dramatic moves involving NFL quarterbacks. Green Bay's Aaron Rodgers, New Orleans Saints' Jameis Winston, and Tampa Bay's Tom, I'm back from retirement already, Brady, will remain in last year's city, so we'll leave them out of this discussion. However, there are a number of NFL quarterbacks who need a moving van right now to head elsewhere in 2022. Let's start our discussion with Deshaun Watson. The most controversial and expensive quarterback move that took place last week involved the Cleveland Browns signing the former Houston Texans starting quarterback Deshaun Watson to a whopping $230 million, all guaranteed, contract for the next five seasons. That averages to $46 million a year for a quarterback whose attorneys still must settle 22 pending lawsuits involving a variety of massage therapists whose accusations claim that Deshaun Watson wanted more than a traditional massage before the end of the session. Here's my analysis. Though there's no question that Deshaun Watson's NFL resume is an upgrade from the Cleveland Browns' former number one overall pick, Baker Mayfield, Mayfield's inefficient performances on the field the past few years and lack of support in the locker room from teammates have earned him a trip out of town. Cleveland has decided to leverage their short-term future, like three first-round draft picks and a couple of others for good measure, now heading to Houston, for quarterback Deshaun Watson. Now, will he really make that much of a difference at quarterback? In the difficult AFC North, with the Cincinnati Bengals fresh out of a Super Bowl, the Baltimore Ravens, and the always tough Pittsburgh Steelers, this is one heck of an expensive gamble for a team which still hasn't played in one Super Bowl game in their history. I'll give this a grade of C.
Sell, sell, sell!
Quarterback number two, Matt Ryan. The longtime Atlanta Falcons signal caller is heading to a playoff contender with the Indianapolis Colts. Indy plays in the woeful AFC South Division, which is home to both the Houston Texans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Matt Ryan's experience at quarterback should pay some immediate dividends on the field for the Indianapolis Colts. At 37 years of age, though, Matt Ryan must remain healthy enough so that the Colts will have a chance to subdue the current AFC South kingpin, the Tennessee Titans. Here's my analysis. The Colts are hoping that Matty Ice still has a couple of good years left in his throwing arm. Indianapolis has a very good ground game with Jonathan Taylor, but the team ranked number 28 out of 32 NFL teams in passing last year. The Colts will need to retain their receiver T.Y. Hilton and/or improve their receivers via the draft to best utilize Matt Ryan's skills this year. I do like this deal, and I'm going to give it a grade of B+.
Bye, bye, bye!
Quarterback number three, Marcus Mariota. To replace Matt Ryan in Atlanta, the Falcons have just signed former Tennessee Titans and Las Vegas Raiders quarterback Marcus Mariota. He'll reunite with his former Tennessee offensive coach Arthur Smith, who has now become the head coach in Atlanta. Here's my analysis. When compared to the very consistent quarterback Matt Ryan in Atlanta, it does appear that the Falcons have taken a step down, as the former Oregon Ducks star quarterback Mariota has been a borderline draft bust since arriving in the NFL as the number two overall draft selection back in 2015. I simply don't see him leading this team back to the playoffs anytime soon. Perhaps Atlanta may be planning to select another quarterback in the upcoming NFL draft to develop just in the event that Mariota should fail in what could be his likely last opportunity as an NFL starter. I'll give this one a D+ grade. Quarterback number four, Russell Wilson. The former Super Bowl-winning quarterback in Seattle comes to the Denver Broncos, carrying the hopes of Broncos Nation to deliver another championship to this football-mad city. Whether the veteran of 11 NFL seasons can deliver on that promise will be another matter. Denver's passing game will definitely be improved, as this team finished number 20 in the league last year. Here's my analysis. Denver's defense keeps them in most ball games. If Russell Wilson, like Matt Ryan we talked about earlier, is able to stay healthy, and the Broncos provide him with plenty of help at running back and at wide receiver, Denver should immediately become a thorn in the side of Kansas City once again in 2022. I'll give this a grade of B+. Quarterback number 5, Drew Lock. The occasional starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos has been shipped to Seattle in the Russell Wilson transaction. Drew Lock has shown flashes of brilliance and poor decision-making, oftentimes within the same football game. He'll get another chance to start over in Seattle. Here's my analysis. Drew Lock's inconsistent play at quarterback might see improvement as he gets a little bit older, but the clock is ticking on his time as a viable starter in the NFL. Seattle is definitely rebuilding, so this becomes Drew Lock's chance to shine or become a well-paid clipboard holder in the NFL for the remainder of his career. I will be a little bit surprised if Drew Lock should succeed in Seattle. I'll give this a grade of D. Quarterback number 6, Mitch Trubisky. Now, this is a fascinating acquisition by the Pittsburgh Steelers last week, coming after longtime starter Ben Roethlisberger retired at the end of last year. The 2017 number 2 overall draft pick of the Chicago Bears, Mitch Trubisky, did not develop into a successful NFL starter in his few years playing for the Bears. He signed with Buffalo last year and backed up a younger quarterback than he is, Josh Allen. And like Drew Lock, Trubisky has been error-prone during his years as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Here's my analysis. With the Steelers' always-tough defense improving by the year, the addition of Mitch Trubisky at quarterback might be exactly what Pittsburgh needs to compete in the tough AFC North. Pittsburgh has a number of talented pass receivers, but the team's offensive line is still suspect. After being humbled by a season on the bench in Buffalo, though, Mitch Trubisky may have matured. This seems to be a solid addition for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and don't be surprised if the Steelers also select a young quarterback when their first-round pick comes around in the upcoming NFL draft as well. I'm going to give this a grade of A-. Quarterback number 7 is Carson Wentz. Cast aside from his second team in as many years, the former first-round draft pick from North Dakota State has now failed in both Philadelphia and more recently with the Indianapolis Colts. Wentz was traded to the Washington Commandos, that's what I call them, for a few measly late-round draft picks. Like a few other quarterbacks we've already discussed today, Marcus Mariota, Drew Lock, and Mitch Trubisky, this may represent Carson Wentz's final chance to become a starting quarterback in the NFL. Here's my analysis. Wentz has performed at both heroic and woeful levels during his 5 years in Philadelphia and during his lone season with the Indianapolis Colts in 2021. Also, the word injured is frequently associated with Carson Wentz, as he has spent much of his career dealing with an assortment of issues which have kept him off the field. With Washington playing, though, in the relatively weak NFC East, Carson Wentz may have a fairly good chance to succeed in his newest fresh start in Washington. If not, he won't risk further career injuries by becoming a very well-paid clipboard holder and backup quarterback for the remainder of his NFL career. Let's give this a grade of B-.
Yes!
And quarterback number 8, Baker Mayfield. The Cleveland Browns are not likely to pay $19 million just to keep Baker Mayfield around this year as a temporary starting quarterback while their newly acquired Deshaun Watson's likely NFL suspension starts, which could last up to the first half of the season. As of this time, the Carolina Panthers still may be out there shopping for an established NFL starting quarterback. But remember, Carolina also holds the number 6 pick in the first round of the NFL draft coming up, so they will have no trouble finding a talented rookie quarterback early in the draft. And the team still has their underperforming current starter, Sam Darnold, under contract for just under $20 million this season. Here's my analysis. Cleveland may not have received a lot of interest to trade Baker Mayfield to another team just yet, though no one knows exactly what type of compensation level Cleveland is asking in return for Baker Mayfield. One report has suggested that Seattle might be interested in him if the price is right.
Thank you, Bob Barker. Come on down!
So come on down, let's give this Baker Mayfield discussion a grade of D-. And our final quarterback under discussion today is Jimmy Garoppolo. The 30-year-old San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback just led his team into the NFC Championship game last season against the eventual Super Bowl winner Los Angeles Rams. So what's the big problem? With the Niners' overly hyped rookie quarterback Trey Lance sitting on the sidelines and waiting for his turn to become the team's starting quarterback, Jimmy G's on-field performance has proven that he is equally capable of leading the team to wins, but also just as able to make a key mistake when the chips are down too. Here's my analysis. At a cost of $26 million for this coming season, Jimmy Garoppolo isn't going to be a cheap acquisition for anyone. Perhaps the Houston Texans, now with several draft picks in their pocket after the Deshaun Watson deal, might be willing to make an offer to acquire Jimmy G. However, Houston also has a lot of needs which are more pressing than their quarterback spot right now. It makes a lot of sense for the 49ers to be very patient. They may decide to hold on to Garoppolo as a very expensive insurance policy in the event that heralded rookie Trey Lance just isn't ready for prime time. Let's give the Garoppolo situation a current grade of B. That's it for now. Come back and see us next time at SwampSwamiSports.com.